Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother Two Posts with Surprise Sister Amen.
You scared me.
Are you ready?
You're going to start it right away.
I'm starting right away. Are you ready, Sister Amen?
Yeah, I was looking at my notes.
Saints and seekers, how you doing today? Seekers, you need to repent and obey the gospel. Another day has gone by. We hope you had a good day. We had a good day. Some challenges, but it was a good day.
Right.
Sister, you get to go first tonight.
Oh, I do?
What is on your mind? You're going to start right out, right out of the gate. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What's up?
Well,
on our daily edification audio to go out to saints all over the world.
Right.
No pressure on you. They're relying on you for edification and biblical truth. No pressure.
No pressure, huh?
You can bring it. You can do it.
Pressure is okay. Because if you can learn how to work under pressure, then you can overcome many things.
You rely on the Lord, yeah, and He'll pull you through.
I was just going to say that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. He gives us the wisdom, the knowledge, the words. You know, as you said that, I was just thinking about the verse that popped in where God says He'll guide you with His eye and He will be with your mouth.
Yep. Amen.
I love those. That's an awesome picture.
Before you start,
yeah.
What did you just do?
Oh, I just made a videotape of our neighbors. You know, we're staying in a place that we've stayed at before. We've parked here before, and so we kind of get to know the routine. And two truckers come in, and they swap trailers. Yeah, we're at a truck stop. And they both back in, and they swap the trailers, which means they disconnect their cabs, and they move over to the other one. They hook back up, yep. And then they take off and take the load the rest of the way,
you know.
And so I made a video of it. I thought it was kind of interesting, you know, some of the things that come here. Sometimes, well, it's like already tomorrow right now, but
yeah.
Sometimes they come in a lot later.
Yep, sometimes they come at 1 or 2 in the morning to wake us up. And that happens at other truck stops, too. Sometimes they're curving real close to us. So it's just part of our experience out here in van life. We really enjoy being out in the world, and we get to meet and see a lot of different people.
Yeah.
And here comes, look like we might have a new neighbor coming into camp right next to us
Looks
tonight.
Like a hotshot guy.
Sister Amen made a nice video. I think that's going to go up on various videos. So, yeah that was awesome.
Yeah, interesting for you to see.
So, Sister Amen, what were you about to share with us?
Well, I was thinking about a brother happened to say, talking about partiality.
Yeah.
And I just had a quick concept on here. You know, people think partiality is like something you give to somebody else, like they're the full benefactor of it. But yet, you know what? When you do partiality like that, it's kind of like selfishness from yourself because you get something from it.
Yeah, and you take something from somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so that's not good. And I was just saying, I was just going to read James 3:17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was something to keep in mind. You know, a lot of people might say, you know, I'm doing something good for somebody else, but actually the partiality is kind of stemming from within you.
Yeah.
And we're all guilty of doing things like that if we're not careful.
Gotta be
we
careful,
all have
yeah.
to watch our flesh. Yeah.
And it's pretty clear there's two things that God really abhors, partiality and hypocrisy. They both kind of go hand in hand, so we want to make sure that we cleanse ourselves and purge ourselves from that.
Right, and partiality, and I bring this up for sisters, because women, well, men do too, but women have a very emotional attachment to children, grandchildren, loved ones, and oftentimes we find that they are the hindrance to people moving forward.
Yep.
You know, they just can't let go.
Yeah, they put them before the Lord and His truth, and it causes all kinds of issues.
Yep, we've seen that throughout the years.
Yeah.
So we don't want to practice that, sisters,
yep.
And I'll help you, and you help me on that.
Amen. Good point. I saw something today when I was doing some research. I saw a thing. Ready, Sister Amen?
I'm ready.
God, guns, and guts. What do you think?
It's usually God, guns, and the Bible.
Yeah, no, God, guns, and guts. I was reading an article, because it's linked to a false teacher that I expose, and we might be going to one of his festivals sometime to stand out and witness. A sheriff's association has started rebelling against the federal government, saying they can usurp any laws that they think are not biblical, not constitutional, and they can tell people, you no longer have to obey the federal government, just obey us in your local county, because sheriffs are elected officials and they oversee the the law. They call them magistrates, and they have the power, they say. Well, I'm telling you all this because I'm talking about, we just talked about hypocrisy. The officials of the government are concerned. Guess why, Sister Amen?
Why?
They're concerned because the sheriffs might incite violence against the government because they want to go against the laws and the rules of the government to have more freedom. I have a question. How was America founded?
Yeah.
America was founded by our own government going against the government rules of England to get more freedoms over a 3% tax. And they started shooting and they killed hundreds of thousands of British soldiers to fight for a 3% tax and more freedom. And yet they're worried about sheriffs that want more freedom getting violent and wanting to fight. It just shows you the hypocrisy of America, and I'm sure many other nations have that same hypocrisy. And yeah, God sees that. He knows it. And it reminds me of Luke 12:1. Jesus talks about it. He said, it says, in the meantime, when they were gathered together an innumerable amount of people, insomuch that they trod upon one another, he began to say to his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Mm-hmm. That is America's leaven, is the massive hypocrisy about politics and war and what's right and all of that. So I wanted to bring that up. And it's closely tied. The reason I bring it up, it's closely tied to the Christian nationalist movement, yeah, where they believe they're going to shoot and fight and bring in Jesus' kingdom in the government. But yet my Savior said this kingdom's not of his world.
Right.
So something to be aware of. It's a growing thing. I think it's going to be part of the last days. They're probably going to outlaw Christianity because of these warmongering so-called Christians that want to shoot and kill for freedom. And they'll say that we're like them. And they'll probably give Christianity even worse name and then give us cause to hunt us down, imprison us, yeah, call us terrorists, things like that.
Yeah.
So that's something to consider. Yep, something to consider that's coming in the last days. Sister Amen, do you have something else? Do you want to go back and forth and share different things?
Well, I have one more concept, unless you want to do one next.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just thinking, quite a while ago, I don't know how long ago it was, I made an audio called Where Are the Godly Men?
I remember that one.
You have to go in there. And in that audio, I talked about, this isn't the point, I was just saying, talked about how women were a hindrance to some of the godly men. But anyway, that's not this point. This point is, I wanted to say it's really wonderful to see some young men who put the glory of God first above their flesh, and it's awesome to see them grow in knowledge and wisdom and maturity and in their ministry and training up to be ready to train others.
Yep.
And I was going to read 2 Peter 1:5-8, and this is, I've always loved this one because it just kind of shows the growth of a new believer.
Yeah, this is rich.
Yeah, it is. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
I think I did a whole teaching article on that one time.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, so it's just, I just want to encourage you, sisters. There are godly men who are growing up and training to go out on the streets and be out there. And we know some that are out there already. And so I know it's kind of a barren wasteland out there. The saints are scattered in their few. But God has his remnant, and everybody's training and working for it.
And there's about as many as Jesus said there would be, few.
That puny few.
Puny few.
Yeah.
Matthew 7. And so they're very precious, and that's why we look after them, love them, encourage them, and we're greatly appreciative of them.
Right. Amen.
Good. That was a good edification, Sister Amen. I love that verse. I wanted to talk about true fruit of repentance. Matthew 3:8. John the Baptist, the greatest man that ever lived per Jesus. Bring forth, therefore, fruits meet for repentance. Today, we had a little bit of a challenge. We got asked by someone who was put out of the body over sin. They asked to come back. And while normally this is a great time of rejoicing, God's all about redemption, so are we. In this case, it's a little different. we have to be careful and use great wisdom. This person kind of has a record of in and out, up and down, here and there, in and out of doctrine, false ways, things like that, pride, things like that. So as a body, we have to be cautious. And you know why? We can't just be flippant. We can't just act quickly. God's glory is on the line. The body, protecting the body and other saints, is on the line. And even this man's soul is on the line, how we handle him, right. Whether we allow him in, don't allow him in, how we counsel him, what we tell him. And so discernment of these things is a valuable tool in the body, and it must be used with great precision. So just ponder that. All these different things that have to go on in the body, they have to be done with wisdom and precision and discernment, and we're going through that right now to see how this is all going to work out for God's glory. And so pray for that it works out well, and that all sides are edified, all sides are grown up, and most important, God's doctrines and his word is held, upheld, and he's glorified. Any thoughts on that, Sister Armin?
Yeah, I was looking for the scripture verse about this one here. Hebrews 13:17, obey them that have rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give an account, and they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you.
Yeah.
So people don't realize that when you have more maturity and you're called to oversee and help and lead and train people, that you're watching over their souls, and it's a great responsibility. And like you said, it has to be done with precision and care and wisdom of
not
the
flesh,
Lord.
Not partiality, not hypocrisy.
Yeah.
And you're going to give an answer for it as a teacher, leader, elder. You're going to give an answer for it if you do it out of partiality, flesh, pride, whatever. So you have to make sure that you're raw and bare and open before the Lord so you can be guided correctly.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. So we're going through that process. So you can pray for that, and hopefully that all works out well for God's glory. I have something to go from something that's kind of a challenge to a praise report.
Praise report.
A praise report.
We like those.
First, let me read this. Proverbs 22:1. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. I like that verse. So here's the praise report. Brothers and I that get together and do audio calls, we've been starting to do like verse by verse. We're going to be doing teachings and just general talks. We decided to audio record it. Sister Amin put it up in a new section on our website called Ecclesia Gathering. And the very first one we did, and we posted, I did a teaching on verse by verse, and then the brothers talked about it, and then we had some discussion after that. We put it up, and overnight, it went to the other side of the world, to a man that lives in a country on the other side of the world that I've been talking to and helping, and he's been encouraging me, and I encourage him. And he said that he was greatly encouraged by this audio. He has great trials in his life. I won't go into details. Tremendous trials in a very difficult country.
Yeah, I was just thinking it's a troublesome
and
country.
Tremendous trials in his life. And he said that that audio greatly edified him. He listened to it. He said that several of the brothers spoke things right to him, and none of these brothers even knew about him. Mm-hmm. They didn't even know about that I knew about him, because they're not connected to him. I am. And he said he was greatly edified, and he thanked us, and he said he sees he's not where he needs to be, and this is encouraging him to get going and get there. And so I came back, and he just emailed me and told me I can share the email with brothers, so I'm going to be doing that. I went back and told the brothers, look at what happened. And they said, what? I said, our faithfulness, because of God's spirit and word, we study, we rightly divide, we edify each other, we put it on audio, we send it on the internet, and it goes forth, and it sets forth a good witness, a good reputation, mm-hmm. and it edifies somebody on the other side of the world. This man has no saints with him. None. He's all on his own in a dark nation, and he got edified by our audio. And the brothers were like, that's so awesome. They were kind of like, maybe they didn't even think that could happen.
Yeah.
And they were greatly edified. This man is edified. God's glorified. And so I just rejoice in that. It's awesome.
Yeah, me too. That brings me great joy to know people can have encouragement and edification, especially we, you know, somebody who's in like many, many trials. And, you know, sisters, I don't know if you realize, many of the sisters, or pretty much most of the people we know, don't live in countries that are extremely difficult.
Right. Almost third world country. It?
Yeah, thank you. Most of us have, you know, really, like, more civilized, lives, if you want to say.
Yeah,
I
more
mean,
civilized.
We have everything we need. Yeah. We can get it. No problem. We
right.
don't have to worry about fighting and wars in our streets.
Yeah, there's a lot of political turmoil in this man's country, and a lot of division, a lot of rioting,
yeah.
a lot of power outages.
Yeah.
They have rolling blackouts where you lose your power for like 12 hours at a time.
Yeah, so hopefully that will encourage you. You know, sometimes when you're going through a hard time, look at all the blessings that you have
yep.
over and above food and raiment. And what
yep.
some of the other saints have to go through, and they're still pressing through.
Yeah, and I explained it to these young brothers, and they were like, whoa. Because I said, this is what this man has to live through. And they're like, wow, we got it easy compared to that. And I said, yeah. So I said, we need to pour out. We need to have a good reputation. And one young brother said to me, he said, it's quite a responsibility, because if we do well, people see it and they're edified and God's glorified. He said, if we fail and we go into sin, or we fall back and we don't do well, we're ashamed to God, and people will know about it too.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to stumble somebody.
A lot of responsibility. So that's
right.
a praise report. So we're rejoicing in that. And that happens fairly often where people get edified by our website. But I wanted to talk about this one because it was directly connected to the brothers making videos or audios, and
perfect timing,
and we should probably talk about that sometime. Maybe we'll make that a note for tomorrow's audio, to talk about perfect timing. I have another one I was going to talk about here. Giving of love gifts. This kind of came up. We discussed this, and we all kind of came to a consensus that the giving of love gifts, like, you know, needs or money or something, always needs to be need-based and also gospel-based. And what I mean by that is somebody that has all their needs met and they have nothing needed for doing gospel ministry, and they have all their necessities met, they're really not a focus for a love gift. You don't just give somebody whose needs are all met a gift as a love gift to just give a gift. You know what you should be giving? Edification, the word, encouragement,
yeah,
prayer, not money. And the money should be saved. Each man should save his own. I don't collect money. I don't lord over men's money. Every man should save up for himself and be ready to give true love gifts to people that are truly needy, which means food, raiment, maybe shelter. Men that want to go travel and preach the gospel might need some help. Widows, orphans, sisters, single, especially single sisters that might need some help with something. And so think about, like, when you give gifts, like to homeless people, the gospel is always the best gift. Yeah, a little bit of food is okay. Never cash. Well, food is very good if they're hungry. Never cash. And be careful who you're giving it to, what it's going for. And so the topic came up of love gifts, and we all decided we have to use great wisdom in how we steward the money that God gave us. Acts 11:29, Paul says, "Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea." You know why they were sending relief to the brethren in Jerusalem? There was a famine. They were starving. They had no food. That's a worthy love gift. They didn't send money so they could get new furniture. And so that's kind of my mindset. And also, if men have some debts from their past that doesn't keep them from eating and doesn't keep them from working and doing what the Lord's called them to do, they need to work those debts and pay them off. The body's not responsible. That's a good life lesson for them to work and pay that off, and God will be glorified in all of that. So just a thought for you, love gifts. When you give a love gift, make sure it's need-based, real need-based, and make sure it's for the cause of the gospel as well. Does that make sense, Sister Amin?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And kind of like we're talking about third world countries, unless you live in one of them, most people already have their basic needs. It may just be that little extra over and above to help the gospel go out.
Right, like, you know, helping somebody get a van, or helping somebody, their car breaks down and they're just brand new, they don't have the cash, stuff like that. Needs-based.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not just, hey, I'm going to give you money for the sake of giving you money. We just don't see that in the Bible.
No, right, yeah.
Yeah, in Acts 2, they were selling extra things to help truly needy saints. They weren't giving money to people that already had all their needs met.
Right, and that's the key, extra.
Extra. And they sold their extra things. And again, so keep in mind, needs-based love giving is a good thing. God loves a cheerful giver, but many people have the wrong idea that if you're not giving, you're not godly. Well, no, actually, do you have a heart to give? And get, if God knows you have a heart to give and that you will give at a good cause when the time comes up, then you have a giving heart. It doesn't mean you have to always be giving away, because you may not have people that are needy in front of you. Then you're kind of wasting God's money. Then we're just shifting the money all around.
Right.
And that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I actually shared with sisters in it, encouraging them and talking about just being thankful for food and raiment.
Yeah.
And everybody we know has way, 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 yep. way more than food and raiment.
Yep, yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're there to help anybody that truly has a need.
Mm-hmm.
And so be good stewards of God's money in that sense. Anything else, Sister Amen?
Well, I have a scripture verse.
You have a scripture verse to share?
Yeah,
I have a scripture verse to share as we close out.
Okay. I have. Let me get back to it.
And by the way, while she's looking for a scripture verse, I just put up a new teaching on why devotionals are dangerous. We have a kind of a... kind of a video that'll make you giggle about where you park your van when you park at night. Don't park it by a big flashing sign.
Right.
You can check that out. And then what else
is
on there?
I uploaded a couple witnessing audios.
Yep.
One of them is with a woman that I talked about, and one of the other edification ones.
Yep.
And then the other one was with a young woman at a park. And so those have some...
Oh, I love that one.
Pretty good information to listen to and stuff. Maybe that will help encourage some of you sisters. And one of them goes in many different topics, but that's up there too. So
I love that one. That young woman, I was on the phone with brother. She walked up and she said, "Can we talk to you about God?" And I said, "Of course." And Sister Amen came out and you guys talked for like 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. She really had a heart for God. And then we put up a audio from a brother in the Ecclesia gathering area. And it was about young men being ready, not just to overcome their flesh, but being ready to rise up and be men that can teach and train and help people in the body in the future, because us older saints aren't going to live forever. We're going to die off if the Lord tarries. And so other men have to come in and step up, and they have to lead and be examples and discern and help the body. So he did a great audio, and we put that up in the Ecclesia gathering area, and that'll edify everybody.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So lots there.
Light in a dark place.
Amen. Lots of stuff there for you at the top of the edification page.
Right.
Scripture verse, Sister Amen, what you got for us?
I have 1 John 1, 6 and 7. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
I love that. That first part. We have to walk in the light. That means we have to be in his truth. That means we have to be in his word. That means we have to be obeying him. We can't just live like the churchy people any way we want and get the cleansing of Jesus. We got to be in the light. And then I love that. If we're in the light, we have fellowship with each other, the brethren, and the blood of Christ cleanses us. So it's a, I was talking to the brothers, salvation is not one thing. It's a recipe. A good marriage is not one thing. It's a recipe. Eternal life is not one thing. It's a recipe. Being cleansed by Christ is not one thing. It's a recipe. So all these things God does. Look at the world. God put all these things together to make a beautiful recipe of life and creation and procreation. So it's pretty awesome when you think about his creation and how this works. And that's one of my favorite verses.
Oh,
I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah, when you're talking about the creation, I like the cycle, you know, from spring, winter, fall,
yep.
summer, and how the rivers never... run dry. They always go back where they came from, and
yep.
that's in Ecclesiastes, I think.
Yep.
And yeah.
Yeah, I'm always amazed. The saints we know on the other side of the world are going into summer while we're going into winter, and I'm always like, that is so. It's just so. It blows my mind how God has everything timed out.
Yeah, and sometimes we can see the sun at the same time.
Yeah.
As people are on the other side of
yeah.
the world.
Yeah, that's right. And it's
yeah.
night here, and it's day there, and sometimes we see the sun at the same time, but we're 11,000, one saint, we're like 11,000 miles away from them. I don't think we could get any farther away. It's on the other side of the earth. And so it's pretty awesome what God created us all. And it didn't happen by evolution, by the way.
No.
What a bunch of lies.
Yeah.
All right, I have one last verse to share. I want to talk about trust. Trust is a really important thing. We got to trust in the Lord. We have to trust in each other. We have to trust in the Word. We have to trust in the Spirit to guide us. So trust is a really important issue that I want us all to ponder and think about. One day I'm going to do a teaching and cover all the different aspects of trust. But I just have a simple verse here. 1 Timothy 1:11. Paul says, Brother Paul, according to the glorious gospel, I love that glorious gospel, of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. God gave Paul the trust of the gospel to go and proclaim it. And guess what, brothers, sisters? We're trusted with the gospel today because God trusts us to proclaim it. And if we don't go forth and live it, and we don't study it and know it, if we don't defend it and we don't proclaim it, we're not being trustworthy to God, are we?
No.
Yeah. So think about that.
Yeah, that's
God is precious. Still trusting his saints to go forth and preach the gospel because it's what we're called to do. We get to do it. Angels don't get to do it.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
We get to do it.
It's such a
the gospel
thing.
Itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the gospel's, the angels took part in proclaiming some of God's word, but we actually are charged, men are charged to go and preach the gospel.
Yeah, I love that.
So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And real quick, a brother said an interesting thing. He said, angels don't get to partake in the suffering of Christ. We do.
Yeah, that's a pretty deep concept.
Angels don't
get
to do it. We do. So we suffer for Christ and we are conformed to him and be like him. And we know his suffering and we partake in it. The angels just look on that and go, we can't do that.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
We get to bear that. So what a glorious thing. That's why Peter and his brother rejoiced when they could be beaten for the gospel.
Right. Yeah, to even be a smidgen comparable to it. It's like all because of him, of course.
Amen.
Yeah, that's pretty phenomenal.
All these great theological points and thoughts that you don't get to if you're not dwelling in the Word,
right,
pondering on it, maybe having brethren to bring them up and talking about the Word. So all of that's good stuff, and we'd like to bring it to you in this edification audio. So I think that's all we got for tonight, right?
I think so.
Go out and have a joyous evening, morning, afternoon, wherever you are. And as we talked about, wherever you are around the globe, we're here to edify you, encourage you. Check out all those resources. We always have our email. You can shoot it. Shoot us an email and get edified. We're here for you until the Lord takes us home.
Right.
We're not going anywhere until he takes us home.
And if he takes you and I home, we know people who are training up.
Amen. Well, I will say one other thing. If they throw us in jail, we won't be able to reach out to you, but
well,
somebody
true.
Will tell you we're in jail. So
I would think so. Hey, Amen. That makes me think about when Paul was in jail and that man sought him out.
I love that.
Yeah, that's
he said.
Awesome.
Yeah, he said, I was in jail and he sought him out. Oh, by the way, I'm working through Philippians. I probably mentioned this a few times. The last thing I want to encourage you with. Paul's in jail, and 13 times in the book of Philippians where he wrote the book of Philippians from jail, he says, rejoice.
Yeah.
He's in jail, probably chained up, and he says, rejoice. So I hope you go and rejoice wherever you are. Most likely, you're not in jail, chained up yet. Go rejoice in the name of Christ. He's worthy. We love you all. Till next time.
May God be praised.